Could it be the return of 7 Minutes in Heaven back from the dead? Absolutely not. Unfortunately, it is I, Ariel Kaplan, and Good in Bed has somehow eerily migrated to the 7 Minutes in Heaven RSS feed. But it's basically the same show, just without Miriam. Love you, Miriam, if you're out there listening. To those who are currently listening, you probably found me because you were subscribed to my old podcast, or you found the show through my excellent social media marketing. Anyway, happy to have you here, however you got here. And let me wish you a very happy Halloween, I guess. Is that the saying that you say? Chag Sameach to all who are celebrating. And I just want to thank you so much for being here to episode 5 of Good in Bed, the weekly sex news show hosted by me, Ariel Kaplan. I think my bio says horny, Jewish, etc. So now that we are familiar with each other, let's get into the sex news of the week. Wait. Just kidding. Before I get into the news you need to know this week, I guess I should explain what happened to the show. None of your damn business, bitch. Yeah, none of your damn business. The network that I was a part of closed down, and then I was just too lazy and in shock to do this all on my own because I had a lovely producer, Haley Lubis, love her. Now I'm getting back to my roots and self-producing. I've been off the mic for a while. I'm feeling a little not confident, which is not what new listeners should be hearing from me. But I'm feeling rusty. Get used to it. Just kidding. Don't get used to it. I'm in a growth mindset and I've got some really exciting stuff coming, some new projects. Not projects, project, whatever. Maybe it is projects. I don't know. It's been a while since I've been on the mic and I'm quite nervous, but practice makes perfect, right? Just like sex. Because the first time is always the worst with anyone. It only gets better as you learn each other's bodies. So just apply that to here. I'm gonna learn how to use the microphone again. Today's a solo episode, and I've got some Halloween-themed stories for you guys. But as the show evolves, I'm gonna have guests on, comedians, influencers, sex researchers. Let's get into it. With my favorite story to share on Halloween, celebrities who have fucked ghosts, spectrophilia, sexual encounters between ghosts and people. And we're starting off with Kesha. In 2012, Kesha told Conan that she, quote unquote, went to the bone zone with a ghost. She didn't know his name, but he was in her house and he, quote, just started like caressing me. It was a sexy time, but it wasn't like sex. Okay, Kesha. Anna Nicole Smith has a way better story. In an interview with FHM in 2004, Anna Nicole Smith said the kinkiest sex she's ever had was with a ghost who, quote, would crawl up my leg and have sex with me at an apartment in Texas. I used to think it was my boyfriend, and one day I woke up and it wasn't. Ooh, it was like a spirit and it, woo, went up. She was mimicking a ghost flying from her bed sheets. She says, I was freaked out about it, but then I was like, well, you know what? He's never hurt me and he just gave me some amazing sex, so I have no problem. He's never hurt me. That is so sad. The interviewer asked Anna Nicole Smith if it was a dream, and she said it was not a dream, bitch, because it was happening every night. One night at almost daylight, and that was the time my boyfriend went to work, I had woken up because I felt it coming up my leg and I saw it. I told my boyfriend and he didn't believe me. Of course, men, she sighed. I don't think that's like a man thing. On the other hand, hashtag believe all women. Coco Austin, who was a reality TV star, but more famously to me, Ice-T's wife, believes in ghosts only because she had a perverted ghost. Quote, I was watching TV. I was sitting on the couch at 11 a.m. and I was wearing a nightie and I felt my dress move up my leg. I looked down and got freaked out. I pushed it down. She pushed it, a ghost. Watched TV, felt it again, and I could see it being pulled up. And then I felt a guy breathing in my ear. I haven't seen many ghosts because I think with Ice not believing that it scares them away. The ghost followed me from Albuquerque to Arizona, but not to New York, unquote. Isn't the thing with ghosts that they stay in the place that they died? Lucy Liu of Charlie's Angels fame told US Weekly in 1999 that some sort of spirit came down from God knows where and made love to her. It was, quote, sheer bliss. I felt everything. And then he floated away, unquote. That's beautiful. A beautiful one-night stand. Bobby Brown, aka Whitney Houston's ex, wrote in his 2016 book, Every Little Step, My Story, that he would see white women walk down the hallway of his old haunted house. Quote, "One memorable night, one of the ghosts descended from the ceiling and had sex with me. After you stop laughing," was everybody laughing? "I need you to hear what I'm saying because I'm not making this up." He's literally writing this in a book. "And let me add this. This is before I ever touched any drugs besides weed and alcohol. In my bedroom, I had a big rounded bed with a mirrored ceiling looming above. I always slept in the nude. So one night, I woke up to the sensation of a woman on top of me. I looked up and in the mirrors, I could actually see a white woman straddling me on the bed. The sensation felt exactly like sex. I could feel my penis inside of her and everything. It was not a dream. I was definitely awake while it was happening. All of a sudden, she was gone, leaving me alone and incredibly excited and terrified at the same time." That's how men feel after I have sex with them. Well, that was all so riveting. You know, a celeb hasn't confessed their spectrophilia in a minute. So I'm waiting for that to happen. In more spooky news, a dead body turns out to be a very dirty, broken, and overused sex doll in England. The cops heard there was a dead body and they went to investigate it for like 30 hours. And at the end of it, they realized it was just a sex doll, overused sex doll. It's a terrible headline. Very dirty, broken, and overused. How grim. The police officers had a great laugh about it. Now, here's something that's not funny. I went to like the largest sex toy store in America, I think. It's like on the upper west side, New York City. And it was a shit store, let me tell you. But my friend and I went, we were talking to one of the salespeople. And she let us touch one of the silicone sex dolls, which was very realistic, like wild and dusty. And she told us that one time a guy came in and he asked if they made organs for the sex dolls, like silicone organs. The person we were speaking to said that her boss said something back to the guy and then the guy just ran out. My friend who I was with told that to someone else and they told her that it's pretty common. I guess it's better to use it with, like, to do creepy, villainous, horrendous, murderous things to a sex doll than a person. But, like, I feel like that's just a gateway. And that concludes the spooky portion of this episode. And now for study finds Gen Z gets the ick from on-screen sex, wants nomance over romance. Nomance is the term that the researchers of the study have coined to describe this prude phenomenon. More than half of the 1,500 teens who participated in UCLA's Teens and Screen survey said they wanted to see more platonic stories on screen because the media is oversaturated with romance. 40% said they specifically want non-romantic relationships and more asexual characters. The researchers say that the pandemic is to blame. Young people feel a lack of close friendships, a separation from their community, and a sense that their digital citizen identity has superseded their sense of belonging in the real world, according to researchers Stephanie Rivas Lara and Hiral Kotecha. But they continue, it's not that young people aren't interested in TV, movies, and other media with sexual content. It's that they want to see more and different types of relationships. We did not specifically ask about porn, but one theory could be that the prevalence of porn could be a reason why they feel they want to see less sexual content in traditional media. A pretty core memory, that's like a TikTok thing to say, right? Core memory. I was watching The 40-Year-Old Virgin at my house with my friends when we were in like sixth grade, and it actually was uncomfortable to watch. I mean, I'd seen it a million times because I have three older brothers, but my friends were kind of freaking out. This headline is really like blowing up on the news. And I think it's mostly because of the conservative columnists who were like, Gen Z is going to kill the media. We want more sex in the media. And you know what? Same. Gen Z is really bros before hoes. 2 in 3 women think they're too ugly for sex, study says. Ahead of Body Acceptance Week, dating app Pure, which has a sick website, by the way, surveyed 2,000 users on pleasure and self-confidence and found that 2 in 3 Americans give up on sex due to body insecurities. Body Acceptance Week was created to help combat eating disorders. Yay! A main risk factor is body dissatisfaction. And this study shows that body dissatisfaction can lead to wanting to avoid sex. I've definitely rejected sex when I was feeling shit. Actually, now I'm rocking my head. Have I? Well, I've definitely felt not sexy, like insecure about my body. I used to have a lot of insecurities around my lopsided tits, but mostly about my weight. Here's some more results from the study. 59% of women rejected sex over feeling ugly. So sad. 20% of men have bailed on sex due to insecurities. Okay. On the topic of pubic hair, 73% of women and 61% of men have never been turned off by their partner's pubes. I fucking love pubes. I don't know about you, but why don't you let me know? Tell me how you feel about pubes. How do you like them on yourself? Long, short, on another person? Penis or pussy? Let me know. Right into the show. By the way, the email is goodinbedpodcast@gmail.com. So I think there's some ways to do like polls on Spotify. Maybe I'll add that. Check and see if it's there. Lastly, 91% of women and 72% of men prefer a partner to be confident over having a perfect body. Interesting. So I went on the website, the Pure app dating website, and it was really, really cool. Seems super sex positive. I don't know how big of a user base they have though. So why don't you download and find out, I guess, or not. I don't think I will be. The people who participated in the survey were all recruited from Pure app. So all of these users use dating apps. And I found an interesting study that showed that dating app users are unhealthier than non-users. This study comes from the Journal of Eating Disorders, published in 2019. And the study assessed 17,649 U.S. adults on their dating app use and unhealthy weight control behaviors, which includes vomiting, using laxatives, fasting, diet pills, pre-workout, and anabolic steroids, just steroids. What they found was that dating app users had between 2.7 and 16.2 more UCWCBs. That's unhealthy weight control behaviors, duh. So if you use a dating app, you're more likely to have an eating disorder or engage in those behaviors. Now I say the ultimate takeaway from this news item is don't cock block yourself. Body dissatisfaction is the ultimate cock block. Why do that to yourself? How can you feel better about yourself? Maybe you need to masturbate more. An actionable item is to follow people on social media who look like you. I did see a study a couple weeks ago. I don't have all the stats on me, but I saw the study that showed that following body positive women or women who look like you, whatever, on social media helps combat the negative body dissatisfaction that comes from looking at hot bitches on Instagram all day. Damn you, hot bitches. In other news, female frogs fake their death to avoid sex. In a new study titled Drop Dead, Female Male Avoidance in an Explosively Breeding Frog, researchers from the Natural History Museum of Berlin found that female explosive breeding frogs, specifically the European common frog, these are the ones that like blow up, you know, this would be easier if you're watching the video, and I don't even know if there is a video for this yet, but the ones that like their bottom mouth gets really big. Sue me, I'm not a fucking biologist. These types of frogs play dead to avoid rape, essentially. When frogs mate, several males cling to the female in a death grip that can kill them. This is like a gangbang, like a rape gangbang. Previously, researchers have thought that female frogs were either into this or passive about it. So they didn't consider that they didn't like it. They were either like, okay, they're sexually aroused by this gangbang, or they're just taking it because they want to get pregnant. And they just didn't consider like maybe they actually don't like it. But a new study identifies three strategies the female frog uses to avoid an unwarranted gangbang. Out of the 54 frogs who were fucked, or using the scientific word amplex, 83% of those female frogs use rotation as a defense mechanism. And this is just when she like turns over her body so that the male frog can't penetrate her. The second used most strategy is a release call, where a female frog lets out a grunt or a squeak. And 40% of the frogs did that. The third one is tonic immobility, feigning death. 33% of frogs play dead. It's an interesting strategy. I don't know how effective these are, but I'm thinking of these female frogs. I used to think that my boyfriend masturbated too much, but now I realize I'm the problem. And yes, I did say my boyfriend, LA boyfriend, for loyal fans. If you're not loyal, you can still become loyal. There are only 4 episodes that you have to binge listen to. Weird. Dating, and I haven't talked to him yet about how much I can share on the show, so that will have to be a discussion, because really, really, really loyal fans will know that I have gotten in trouble for talking shit. Just kidding, I love him so much, there would never be any shit talk. I just don't know if he wants me to share how freaky our sex is. And if you're listening, sweetheart, I love you so much. Mwah. In a new study published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior entitled Actual and Desired Masturbation Frequency, Sexual Distress, and Their Correlates, researchers dive into the world of masturbation. So this study isn't just about men, it's about men and women. There are a lot of studies that show that masturbating can help with sexual dysfunctions. And other studies find that it can lead to negative consequences, such as too much cum. It's not called masturbation addiction, it's called masturbation compulsion, or compulsive masturbation, where you just can't stop thinking about coming. That's when it's a problem. 12,271 Finnish men and women ages 18 to 49 were surveyed on their masturbation frequency, desired masturbation frequency, sexual distress, childhood sexual abuse, sex positive family background, depression, and anxiety symptoms. And here are the results. Men masturbate more than women. Duh. Men masturbated it on an average of 3.18 times a week. What does that mean? What does that 0.18 mean? I'm dying to know. Women masturbated 1.62 times a week on average. But the men did not feel more sexual distress than women. The quantity of how much you masturbate does not predict sexual distress. It's how you feel about your masturbation that does. Overall, among both men and women, those who masturbated more than they wanted to experienced more sexual distress. 8.3% of men experienced this, and 2.7% of women. So this is a low percentage, which is pretty good. This is also among Finnish people, and I feel like in America, there's a lot more sexual guilt. Caveat. For men and women who masturbated more than the average man or woman, 2% of men and 0.6% of women experienced self-perceived sexual distress. But of people who masturbated less than the average person, 6.3% of men and 2.1% of women also experienced self-perceived problematic masturbation. Lastly, self-perceived problematic masturbation was positively associated with childhood sexual abuse, depression, and anxiety, and negatively associated with a sex-positive family background. In sum, if you think that you're masturbating too much, you should investigate why you feel that way and maybe seek therapy, because masturbation is as normal as you think it is. It's all in your head, babe. Sometimes people do masturbate too much, I guess, according to the internet. So here's how to know if you actually are masturbating too much, according to Healthline. If you think about masturbating all the time, you can't stop thinking about it, you're distracted at work, etc., you're masturbating too much, unless you're a teenager. When I was a teenager, all I thought about was leaving school to masturbate at home, and I don't think that's a problem, Healthline. If you are late to events because you're masturbating too much. If you jerk off in a public place because you can't wait to get home, you're masturbating too much. I have masturbated on a plane before, though. So fuck you, Healthline. If you jerk off even when you're not horny, you're masturbating too much. I don't know about that one. Some people masturbate just like to fall asleep. I don't know about these. If you masturbate when you feel negative emotions like anger, anxiety, stress, or sadness, you're masturbating too much. I will give them that, maybe. If you feel guilty, distressed, or upset, you're masturbating too much. Now, Healthline, we know that one's wrong because of this new study. That's why this new study is so important, because compulsory masturbation shouldn't necessarily be defined by feeling sexual guilt or being upset. There's a root cause of why you feel that way. So keep calm and keep on coming. Thank you guys so much for listening. Can't wait to continue to get better, faster, stronger, sexier. I can't wait for you guys to be good in bed. So keep listening. Leave a review. Tell everyone who is going crazy from the news cycle that this is the show they need to listen to as a palate cleanser. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Good in Bed. Oh, my friend Jamie's calling me. I really gotta go. Rate 5 stars. Love you. Mwah.